Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Evan Buckley Harris, who plays Johnny Cash in the upcoming Warner Theater show. I know you guys are touring, but it's coming to Warner Theater here, called Million Dollar Quartet. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, great to be here.
Now, the show's coming for 2 days on April 3rd, and it's a really cool premise here where people that are aware of music history might know this crazy night where all these sort of up-and-coming future legends were all on stage at the same time, right? Who all do we have? It was Johnny Cash, we had Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis. So take us into the history behind it. Were any of these guys big at the time, or were they all pretty newcomers?
You know, most of them were newcomers. It kind of documents the night, December 4th, 1956, where, you know, it was a Carl Perkins jam session. He was putting down a single, which was his single Matchbox. And so he was in the studio to record that, and Sam Phillips had these guys stop by. So it was this one night in history where, the only night in history where they've all gotten together to jam. And yeah, they were pretty much all newcomers. Johnny is actually the oldest one, and he's only 24 years old at the time. But you have Elvis and Jerry about 21, 22 years old. And Carl was 24, but he was a few months younger than Cash. So Johnny's the oldest one, and he's really the only one at that point, along with Carl's Blue Suede Shoes. They're the only ones that have really had hits at that time. So Elvis had kind of gone off and done the movie thing for a little while, and he's getting back into the scene. So, yeah, you could say they're all kind of new to it, kind of getting their feet wet in the industry, and Johnny's been doing it for a little while.
Awesome. So speaking of Johnny, because that's who you play, have you been a lifelong fan of Johnny? When did you first encounter his music, or was it mostly through the show?
You know, I had heard his music really all my life. I've been listening to rock and roll and 50s rock for a while now. And of course, you know, like everyone, I've seen the movie Walk the Line and, you know, saw that when it first came out and really got interested in his life. So, yeah, kind of after that movie came out, I really started looking into to what his life was really like and his family life. And then I got this role. I did even more research. So I started watching interviews with him, watched a ton of live footage to kind of get his style down before playing the role. You know, so I knew a little bit about it, but I definitely had a lot to learn, and it's been a great learning experience for me.
Yeah, so you mentioned that you're sort of doing your research, watching his interviews and his performances. Are you like trying to mimic how he sings, or do you want to make it your own, or you know, what's sort of the approach in getting that Johnny Cash sound down?
Yeah, one of our main goals in this production and our director's image is that you know, we really wanted to get that honest 1956 version of this person down pat as best possible. You know, without going caricature or imitation, you know, without being an imitation of what people really, really have come to see with these guys. You know, most people are used to seeing the 70s Elvis in Vegas, you know, or, you know, most people are used to seeing the 60s version of Johnny Cash. So that's been the trick, really, is making it as honest as possible to the 1956 version of these guys, which, you know, they were really still all of them kind of young and dumb and getting to know the business. And when it comes to Cash, it's really come down to, you know, getting as close as possible to that sound that he's got vocally, you know, because people are going to come and they want to hear that. And they want to really see the different styles of strumming on the guitar, all his different movements and motivations within the show. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, for sure. I wish I could say it's one simple, you know, simple thing, but it really is a ton of different things that come into play here, you know, when it comes to portraying this character as honest as possible.
Absolutely. Now, and I know the idea, so this was a major historical event that became known as Million Dollar Quartet, but the sort of jukebox musical opened on Broadway in 2010, and I believe it even won a Tony for the guy that played Jerry Lee Lewis. So,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did you see that version on Broadway, or when did you get involved in sort of the musical side of it?
I actually have not seen the Broadway musical. I know that Levi Christ played Jerry Lee Lewis, and he won the Tony Award for that production. And we have worked closely with a lot of those guys because our production is also the same directing crew. Mm. So we've worked closely. It's very similar to that style with a few new things added here and there. I was fairly familiar, especially when I got the role. I had heard all the songs before, obviously. And that's one of the great things about the show is that even if you don't know the story of it and exactly what happened, you'll come in knowing these songs. You know, right. People just love it and you'll have a great time.
Yeah, they're songs we all know by heart for sure. Speaking of that, you know, what might we hear? Do we get a little Folsom Prison Blues or, you know, Great Balls of Fire? Take me through.
That's right.
Take me through the songbook.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of jump around. You'll get hits from each one of these guys, along with some of their earlier gospel tunes that they started out with. That was their inspiration and motivation.
Nice.
You know, you get Folsom. We'll jump around to some Folsom Prison Blues. We'll do Great Balls of Fire. We'll do a little Hound Dog. A little Walk the Line. Yeah, yeah. So that's just a few of the big hits there. And Perfect. Then I'll let you come see the show and see all the other fun stuff that we do.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil it all. Do you since these are legendary songs that we all know by heart, do you ever see the audience singing along? You have to, probably.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, they get up and sing and dance and they just know all of them, you know, and they hear the first few notes of a song and just go crazy. And that's the best part for us. You're getting the audience going. I mean, you know, I like to say we're pretty good at it.
Now, I think I know the answer to this question already, but do all these songs that are in the show, they weren't all performed on that actual night on December 4th, right? It's just sort of all these artists, or were these all actual songs?
Not every single one of the songs is performed that night. A few have been added here and there for musical theater purposes.
Right, because some weren't even out yet.
No, uh-uh.
Right.
You know, songs, for example, like Hound Dog, you know, we do, Hound Dog didn't come out for a while. And then you have Ghost Riders in the Sky, for example. It really stemmed from the movie originally, Ghost Riders in the Sky, and Johnny Cash ended up redoing it. So you do have songs here and there that have been added to kind of fill in the plot line a little bit, which, you know, happens all the time, musical theater. It's just what needs to happen a lot of the time without sacrificing the realism of it.
Oh yeah, but, for sure. But the idea is that this was a night, an evening that all these four guys were on stage together, and we're gonna add show the songs that they either had done before that or after that, and it's all this one magical night. I got it.
Right. Oh, totally, totally.
Okay, awesome. That's awesome. So, we mentioned that, you know, you're playing Cash, and we mentioned that, you know, the OBC original Jerry Lee Lewis got the Tony, but tell me about who's playing each of the four guys on stage in this national tour.
Sure. So, I'm playing Johnny Cash, obviously, and then you got Skip Robinson playing Elvis Presley, and you got Jason Cohen playing Jerry Lee Lewis. And Christopher Wren plays Carl Perkins. And then you have Matthew Scott as Sam Phillips and Jackie Good as Diane, Elvis's girlfriend. And it's just a stellar cast, just a great show. And I'm looking forward to being in D.C. with it, where we all are.
Dish on your co-stars a little bit. Make them blush if they hear this. What do they do? What do they do to inhabit those little roles? Is there, you know, does the guy doing Elvis have the lip thing down or the hips down, or does Jerry Lee Lewis tickle the ivories? You know, go into each one of them and how they kind of sell it.
Absolutely. I'll start with our Elvis Presley. Skip Robinson does a great job. He's got it all down. He's been doing Elvis stuff for a long while now. And has covered a lot of his music originally. He kind of grew up playing 50s rock and roll with his family and friends and has been in many bands where they've covered different Elvis tunes. He's got it all. He's got the vocally, it's just there. You hear the guy sing the first note and it's wowing. You know, he always gets an applause right there. And he's got the hip swivels, the he's got the lip thing going on. I mean, he gives the whole image real well. It's pretty amazing. And so so that's been great. And then you got, of course, Jason Cohen playing Jerry Lee Lewis. And he just is Jerry Lee Lewis in real life. You know, on and off the stage, the guy is just as wild in all the best ways, you know. And that really translates onto stage, because that's one of the biggest things for Jerry Lee Lewis, is that he's really the fuel of this show in a lot of ways. And Jason does a great job with that, and is just an amazing player. then, yeah, of course, Jackie does a fantastic job playing Diane. She's got the vocal chops for it and the character down. And of course, Diane's a kind of a tricky one, because she was there that night, but she wasn't really a singer. So that was something that was really added for the show, and she does a great job with interpreting that her own way. let's see, who am I leaving out? Ah, Christopher Wren playing Carl Perkins. The guy can play the guitar. Yeah, he does a fantastic job just nailing all those solos, and a lot of it is Chuck Berry style,
right?
Because that was Carl Perkins, a lot of his inspiration. So you'll see a lot of that Chuck Berry kind of Johnny B. Good playing style, which is really cool. And he's got the character down. He's another huge driving force in the show. So he's been doing a fantastic job.
Awesome.
Been a great time being on stage with him. And then the last character I'll mention, you know, is the narrator of the whole show, is our Sam Phillips, Matthew Scott. And he does a brilliant job, really driving the show and just motoring these scenes along in all the right ways, and really gives a heartfelt performance. Really, really great character for Sam Phillips. Really realistic.
Nice. Now, do you think
stellar cast? Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Sounds like it. Do you think, you know, how do you think this night on stage together for those four artists then, you know, affected their careers going forward? Because I know, for instance, you know, Perkins had already had Blue Suede Shoes, but then Elvis got scored a huge cover doing the same song. So do you think that night sort of altered the rest of their careers, you know, in a positive way?
You know, I think it did in certain aspects. These guys all really, even though they were kind of young and dumb at the time, getting to know the business, they still really knew who they were. You know, personally, and that really never changed. Jerry Lee stayed just as wild. Johnny went on to a tour. You know, I guess the one big thing that happened through this is Johnny and Carl, you know, they got together and played really for one of the first times in history that night. And they ended up touring together later on in their career.
Awesome.
So Carl kind of joined Johnny Cash's tour there. And then Elvis went on to do his thing after he got the Big Sun studio deal and really blew up. And that was after he had done all the movies and all of that. So, I think it definitely altered their careers in certain ways when it came to who they were going to play with, what songs they were going to write, and what audience did Sam Phillips really think that song was good for? Kind of that kind of thing.
Awesome. Well, you know, and I appreciate your time, but, you know, just before we go, just explain, you know, how these songs are just so timeless and why audiences are just going to have such a good time if they come out on Sunday.
Oh, you know, these songs are, you'll come in and you're going to see a true 50s rock and roll concert, and you're going to get a feel of what it was like, you know, because it's so different from a concert nowadays.
Yeah.
These songs were so simple, yet they were the major influencing factor for rock and roll nowadays. And, you know, that's what the audience is going to see. And that's what we aim for them to get out of it, is feel like, wow, we really just saw these guys perform live. I mean, we want to make it that accurate and that real, you know, and that's what you'll get out of it. And it's just a great time. You know, we want the audience to come and sing along, get up and dance, and do it all.
Yeah, yeah, it's sort of like, yeah, it's really the closest thing that we here in 2016 can have to watching a show of all these legends. You know, they've, a lot of them have passed. So
exactly.
Come out for a fun night on Sunday, April 3rd. There's two shows, one at 3 p.m. And then another one at 7:30 p.m. at Warner at Warner Theater. Thanks so much for taking the time to call in and for doing this fun show. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, we look forward to it.
All right, everybody. Evan Buckley-Harris, who plays Johnny Cash in Million Dollar Quartet at Warner Theater on Sunday. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.